away. Shoot.
RBP field base, come in. Field base, come in, please. This is Dr. Robert Torrance with the Biodiversity Project. Requesting immediate evacuation from Sector Z15. This is a medical emergency. Please respond. I repeat, Dr. Robert Torrance, Biodiversity Project. Immediate evacuation from Sector Z15.
Debe estar aquí cerca.
Espera un momento. ¿Vieron eso?
No, nada.
Vamos, sígueme.
Adelante.
Hey, Bobby, you got some mail.
Don't waste my time. Winston, both of us know I ain't got nobody.
Think of those Baptists from Annandale. I hear they've been sending fruitcake.
Weston! Weston! Weston!
When was he exposed?
18 hours ago.
Never heard of anything incubating so quickly.
It's a prison, Doc. I want to see the prison, Doc.
We're specialists, Mr. Torrance.
What's wrong with me?
Five centimeters. They appear fairly uniform.
Basal temperature?
103.5. Oxygen saturation? 81%.
What's wrong with me?
Try and relax, Mr. Torrance. We're here to help you.
Put the sheets in the cot.
Make sure and get all them pillows, too. I'll be back in 5 minutes.
We'll be here.
See that? Like it couldn't clear out of here fast enough.
Whole cell block's empty.
Mary McGuire says they're full up at the infirmary. Bringing in more beds.
Yeah, well, there's probably something going around.
Maybe.
What? You know something?
I don't know, those sheets ain't going to the laundry. McGuire says they're going to some kind of incinerator.
But the laundry pickup's still happening.
According to the briefing, prisoners escape by hiding in a laundry car.
I don't think the guards are watching enough prison movies.
They're both serving life terms. Murder convictions.
Everybody's here.
I thought this was about escaped prisoners.
It is.
Then who are the men in the funny suits?
I don't know. It looks like some kind of decon situation.
FBI ran out of crooked politicians this thing?
Excuse me?
Mulder and Scully?
That's right. We have orders to work with the federal marshals on this manhunt.
Either you two ever run an escaped convict operation?
No.
Well, then you'd be a real big help if you just tried to stay out of the way.
Well, we'd be happy to, as soon as we can talk to someone who's in charge.
I'm in charge here.
Apparently not. Or you'd know why our involvement was requested.
We don't know why we've been sent here. Maybe if we talk to the warden or someone...
Well, no one's here. The prison's been taken over by a National Guard. They've closed off most of the facility.
Why?
I don't know why. Federal Marshal's business isn't in here. It's out there trying to catch those two convicts.
Where did this case originate, Scully?
Came out of Skinner's office.
Did he say why he gave it to us?
No. Why?
Well, this isn't the type of thing the FBI normally gets called in on. I got a feeling we're not being told the entire story here.
I've got the same feeling, Mulder.
You think you can get in there and find out what's going on?
I can try. Where are you going?
See if I can get in the way.
Mom, I'll see you in a minute. Robert?
I'm sorry, this is a restricted area.
Who are you?
Dr. Osborne.
Are you the prison doctor?
No.
Who do you work for?
The CDC.
You work for the Centers for Disease Control? What are you doing here? Sir? I'm a medical doctor. I want to know what's going on here. Sir, if you don't let me in, a lot of people in Washington are going to find out that you're conducting a secret quarantine in here.
Thank you. I'm under strict orders.
So am I.
All I can tell you is that there is a flu-like illness spreading among some of the prisoners.
How many people are infected?
14 men so far.
Any deaths?
10 of the 14.
What are the chances of men who escaped are infected? Mulder, it's me. I'm starting to get a picture of what's going on here.
What did you find?
There seems to be some kind of deadly contagion sweeping the lockdown population.
Deadly? How deadly?
Well, from what I've seen so far, 36 hours after infection, deadly.
Was there a chance any of the escaped men were infected?
The exact nature of this thing or how it is spread is unclear. So is there exposure to it and any danger they might pose?
I'd say these guys are a danger in any event.
All right, let's get this guy.
Call me as soon as you know anything.
I don't care who you are or what your business is. I want you out of here right now.
Not until I get some answers.
You're in violation of federal statutes.
I'm a federal agent, sir.
Who are you on the phone to?
To my partner, who needs to know if the men he's pursuing are infected.
That information is unavailable.
Well, then I want to see charts and I want access to the infirmary.
You see what I let you see.
I'm free, baby.
Paul?
Listen, I'm gonna...
Where are you?
I'm coming home.
What are you talking about?
I'm coming to get you.
What?
Yo! Anybody in here? Okay? You look messed up.
These men are dying from. You said this was some kind of a flu-like illness.
Please,
what are these?
Please, these bodies should not be exposed.
Do all of the victims have these boils? You're burning the bodies. Why?
Thank you. Freeze! Hands in the air! Freeze! Freeze! Clear!
We got a man down! He's alive!
And his name is Angelo Garza. He took a nice crack to the head, but he's talking.
Yeah, well, the weapon didn't kill him.
Kid's got a lot of hair, probably absorbed the blow. He found one of the men in pain on the bathroom floor with a large boil on his face. There's a contagion at the prison. These men could be infected.
Get on the horn, see what he knows about that. All right, they took the kid's keys and they got in a safe. They got money, the kid's car, possibly a firearm, and they got a big head start.
Any idea where they're headed?
Yeah, 23 possible roads and thoroughfares.
Either these guys got a girlfriend, you know?
I wish I could tell you. Those records are locked up in the prison. Until we can access them, this is Smokey and the Bandit.
Well, if they had girlfriends, they probably tried to call them. Did you think of that?
Federal agent assisting in the manhunt for two escaped prisoners. My badge number is JTT0471011111. I need to know the last call made from this booth.
All right, sir.
Can you repeat that, please? All right, thank you. Ago. I got an address and phone number from Dinwiddie County.
Wait here, sweetie. I'll be right back. Watch your BS in me.
I'm gone, sweet thing.
They ain't never taking me back.
I ain't gonna let them. I'm coming, sweetie. Daddy's home.
I got somebody with me.
What? What's wrong with him?
I don't know. He's out of it.
Well, he's burning up.
I got to get him in the house.
Yes, I'm trying to trace the origin of a package that was sent to a Robert Torrance at the Cumberland State Correctional Facility in Virginia. Yeah, the package ID number is DDP112148. Sure, I'll hold. Yeah.
The package was sent from Wichita, Kansas? Did you record the name of the sender?
Could you check that again, please? Thank you.
Yeah.
What do you know about Pink Pharmaceuticals?
It's one of, if not the biggest manufacturer of drugs in America. Why?
They sent a package to a prisoner here who may have been the first victim of the contagion.
Any idea what was in the package?
No, it's empty.
Scully, from the description we got, one of the prisoners had a large purplish inflammation on his face.
That sounds like what I'm finding on all the victims in here. Do you know what that means, Mulder?
Yeah, it could spread. I need to know more about it, how it's transmitted.
I'm on it.
Thank you.
he's awake. Paul, come here.
You gotta help me. I'm burning up here. Please.
Prisoner dead in the bedroom. The other one's gone.
What's that back?
Charlie, why don't you get the boy?
I don't think I can see you back.
Prison's been quarantined.
By who? The CDC?
CDC has nothing to do with this. It's the company. They're behind everything.
Pink Pharmaceuticals. You work for Pink Pharmaceuticals? How did this happen?
We finance exploration of new species from the rainforest with potential drug applications. 3 months ago, a field entomologist disappeared in Costa Rica.
Disappeared how?
We're not sure. He just sent us some samples of an insect.
Like this? I found this buried in one of the dead prisoners.
Fascifaga emasculata. We were interested in it because of a dilating enzyme it secretes.
Is this what caused the outbreak?
No. No, not precisely. F. emasculata is a parasitoid, a bug that carries a parasite. In this case, a deadly parasite that attacks the immune system. The pustules are part of the natural reproductive cycle. They're full of the larvae that you see there in the scope.
So the contagion only spreads when the pustules erupt, and the larvae that are expelled burrow into the new host.
Agent Scully, you were there when the pustule erupted on me. Which means you may also be infected.
Come in.
Thank you for seeing me at this late hour, sir.
What is it, Agent Mulder?
This case we've been assigned. I believe we've been misled. Possibly deceived.
Deceived? By whom?
Whoever originated the case.
What is the accusation, Agent Mulder?
That Agent Scully and I were sent on this manhunt without knowledge of the existence or nature of a contagion.
What is the exact nature of the contagion?
It's deadly. It kills within 36 hours. One escaped convict was infected. He's dead now. The other man may be infected. He's on the loose.
Does anyone know how it's communicated? Whether it's a virus or bacteria?
No, we just know that over a dozen men have died from it, and it appears to be highly contagious.
Then you don't know much, Agent Mulder.
Why weren't we told the truth?
We didn't know the truth. What we knew would only have slowed you down.
But innocent people could be infected. What you knew could have prevented that.
How? In 1988, there was an outbreak of hemorrhagic fever in Sacramento, California. The truth would have caused panic. Panic would have cost lives. We controlled the disease by controlling the information.
You can't protect the public by lying to them.
It's done every day.
I won't be a party to it. How about you?
You're a party to it already. How many people are being infected while you stand here not doing your job? 10? 20? What's the truth, Agent Mulder?
Mulder.
Mulder, they're enforcing a full quarantine.
What?
One of the epidemiologists who claimed to be with the CDC told me that this was no accident. Pink Pharmaceutical is here trying to clean it up quietly. And the government would have to know about it.
Do you have proof of that?
Why else would the National Guard be here?
They're protecting Pink Pharmaceutical.
Okay, listen, Scully, I need to know how this happened. I want you to start documenting everything you can get your hands on. People have to know about the cover-up.
The public?
It's a public health crisis.
Mulder, we can't leak this, not until we know more.
The fugitive that you're looking for,
he might not even be infected.
Yeah, but what if he is?
If this gets out prematurely, the panic is going to spread faster than the contagion. Mulder, we can't let this be known.
What if someone dies because we withheld what we knew?
What if someone dies because we didn't?
There'll be a time for the truth, Mulder, but this isn't it.
Are you okay in there, Scully?
Yeah, I'm okay. All I want you to worry about is capturing that fugitive.
Take care of yourself, Mulder.
If you're not infected, you should leave immediately.
And if I am?
A parasite is undetectable in the bloodstream. This is the only way to test whether or not you've been infected. These uninfected insects act as incubators. If the insect's bite won't infect you, the contagion can only be contracted through exposure to the larvae.
How long will this take?
30 minutes. Then another 2 hours before the parasite reproduces enough for us to see it.
Elizabeth, my name is Fox Mulder. I'm with the FBI. Where did Paul go, Elizabeth?
I don't know.
I think you do know. I think you know why you're in here. How are you feeling?
I'm fine.
Steve felt fine, too. Didn't take long for that to change.
You're just trying to scare me.
You should be scared. If I were you, I'd be scared.
You're lying!
No, Paul is the one who's lying, and if he's infected, a lot of people are gonna die.
If that's true, how come it's not on TV? How come they're not telling everybody?
That's not my decision.
Well, whose decision is it? You knew about it, and you didn't say anything. Why should I tell the truth if you won't?
Elizabeth, Paul is out there somewhere. I have to find him. Now you can help me. Or not.
He's on a 10 o'clock bus to Toronto. She was supposed to be with him.
That bus keeper was over half hour from here, even doing 90.
Get on the phone to the local PD and whatever man they got.
No, they don't know what they're dealing with. If he's infected, he could spread it. What we need now is control.
Toronto, one way?
Yes.
Once we harvest the blood from the insect. The toxins, they're moving into my brain just like it did on the prisoners. I don't have much longer.
need you to help me.
What do you want me to do?
Go on. You have to complete the test.
Why did you confide in me?
It's not a secret I feel like taking to the grave. People have a right to know the danger we've put them in. If your test comes back negative, you have to tell them.
How can I prove it?
I don't know. But if you don't, it'll just happen again. Don't believe for a second that this is an isolated incident.
This material has been confiscated and will be destroyed according to standard CDC procedure.
You don't work for the CDC. Where's Dr. Osborne? You told me what happened here.
What happened here was unavoidable.
Well, we'll leave that up to others to decide.
Dr. Osborne is dead. No one in this room will corroborate your story. Just be glad this thing is under control.
I think everything here is under control.
You okay, Scully?
Yeah.
Have you found the second prisoner?
Yeah, he's headed to Toronto.
He's alive? Mulder, listen to me. Everything here has been destroyed. Any evidence whatsoever of a cover-up has been incinerated. That prisoner is the last man who could possibly connect the conspirators.
He's infected. He's going to die.
If you want the truth, Mulder, he's going to have to make a statement.
Situation controlled. That bus isn't going anywhere.
There are other passengers on board. The prisoner sees a uniform, he could panic. He panics and innocent people die.
What do you want
to
do?
I get on the bus, I take the seat directly behind the prisoner. I put my gun to his head, I make an announcement to clear the bus.
Thank you. Can you take your seat, sir?
There's supposed to be a man on the bus.
Sir, I've got a schedule to keep. Now, please, take your seat, or I'm going to have to ask you to get off.
Take the key out of the ignition and turn around slowly.
What is...
With the FBI. I need to know if this man has boarded the bus.
Yeah. That's him. Right back there.
Plan A has gone to hell. Get ready to move people.
Let the boy go!
Move the damn bus!
You got over 24 U.S. Marshals out there, Paul. How far are you gonna get?
I'm dying, ain't
I? The question is, how many people are you going to take with you?
What is this thing?
You were infected in prison.
Oh, Bobby Torrance had.
And your girlfriend Elizabeth? Possibly your son? How many more people do you want to expose?
It came from that package in Bobby's cell, didn't it?
You saw a package?
What the hell was it?
All right, everybody off the bus. Let's keep going.
Let's go. Let's go.
Keep moving.
All right, come on out. It's okay. Come on, just slide out. I'm here for you. That's it. All right, Paul, what was in that package? Paul, what was in that package?
A pharmaceutical company was using you as a guinea pig. If you tell me what was in that package, I'll make sure they don't get away with it. Come on, Paul, you remember. Tell me!
You have to get up. Let's go. Get up.
Robert Torrance was patient zero, the first prisoner to contract the disease. Just before being admitted to the infirmary, he received a package from Pink Pharmaceuticals. They orchestrated this entire thing to circumvent years of FDA trials in order to get their drug on the market.
Why are you telling me this, Agent Mulder?
Because I wanted you to hear it from me before you read it in the papers.
I'd seriously reconsider bringing this to the media if that's your intention.
Public has a right to know so it doesn't happen again.
And you're gonna prove this elaborate conspiracy with an empty package and a dead insect?
Leave it alone, Agent Mulder. The epidemic was contained.
18 people are dead, and if you're helping them cover the truth behind those deaths, then you're just as guilty as they are.
You really have no idea who you're dealing with, do you?
I thought I was dealing with you.
You can't prove a thing, Mulder. They've made sure of it.
What are you talking about?
The Costa Rican government just faxed me the report on the missing scientist. His name was Robert Torrance, the same as our prisoner. It was their failsafe in case it ever came to this, so they could blame it on a simple postal error. A mistake.
That's why we were given this assignment, right? They knew all along. So that even if we succeeded in finding the truth, we'd be discredited as part of it. Am I right? Am I right?
You never had a chance, Agent Mulder. For every step you take, they're three steps ahead.
Well, what about you? Where do you stand?
I stand right on the line that you keep crossing.
Come on, let's go.
Agent Mulder. I'm saying this as a friend. Watch your back. This is just the beginning.
This.